Teapots, Book 1, The Fifth Husband, written by Gabby Plum and narrated by Gabby Plum. Chapter 1. While there is tea, there is hope. A quote by Sir Arthur Pinero. The tilt train thundered north through the dry, boring landscape of the Townsville suburbs towards the winter balm of Cairns. The journey was no worse than he'd expected. A cup of tea in the restaurant car settled his nerves, although why he should be nervous about yet another life change, he didn't know. Apprehensive, he thought, not so much nervous as apprehensive. But a life change at his age was always going to be hard. Not his idea, but he'd given in. The Toyota Prius taxi hired at Cairns Station transported him and his two ancient leather suitcases through the back blocks of Cairns, past the malodorous transfer station, up the winding back streets, through thick rainforest still dripping from the previous night's downpour, to dump him in the last place on earth he wanted to be.
"You staying for long, then?"
The driver waggled his bushy eyebrows. "No."
"I bring a lot of people up here, you know, relatives mostly. Sometimes residents when they go to the shops and that. It's a nice place, I'm told."
"Hmm.
They're all old dears. You'll be popular, I reckon. Good-looking bloke like you. Oh, they'll be all over you like mushrooms on a dung heap."
Frank narrowed his eyes at the driver from behind his Sculpture Today journal, surprised at the attempt to be funny. Nothing felt remotely funny for him at that moment. The rambling old Queenslander appeared from around a tight corner at the end of the gravel driveway. It was a pale pink wooden building constructed around the middle of the 20th century, renovated, refurbished, and added to again. To Frank, it looked like a set from a horror film. The magenta and orange bougainvillea that clung to the white newel posts flanking the front entrance did nothing to improve the gloom of the house or appease his mood. He hated bougainvillea. He hated roses too, although roses wouldn't grow at this tropical latitude. Even the home's name made him shudder. Rose Hill Retirement Home for Gentlefolk. The driver hauled Frank's cases from the boot and dropped them unceremoniously on the forecourt. Frank gave him a $50 note and peered up at the faded facade. "Keep the change," he said. Noses peeked from behind white colonial-style windows, but withdrew the instant they were spotted.
"Enjoy!"
The driver tooted the horn as the gravel crunched beneath his wheels. Dulcie, Dotty and Deirdre, fondly known as the Teapots by the staff and the other residents of Rose Hill, lounged in their lazy boys just inside the veranda doors. The evening rays of winter sunshine swept eager fingers over rows of handkerchief bushes in the gardens below. Creamy petals glowed like gold-dusted tissues. The spectacle at that time of day was not to be missed. The staff of the home had named the three ladies the Teapots because of their generously proportioned figures, warm personalities, and endless imbibing of Earl Grey tea. In company with the Rolling Stones, the Teapots boasted 230 years between them. They'd been at the home for 5 years, give or take a few months, placed in that haven of happiness by overworked offspring who had no time for more than a quarterly visit. The guilt trips, they called them. A ruckus at the reception desk caused Dulcie to turn her head, a tricky manoeuvre with her neck encased in a soft brace. Tennis could be perilous at 71.
"I hope my room isn't one of those with roses all over it. I saw those in your brochure and I specifically requested plain walls."
A warm but irritated baritone voice assaulted the ears of the receptionist, Madge Collins. She was used to it.
"I'm sorry, Mr. Chambers, but you did tick the box for any room we..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?